We're with Ben Wood, Shildon's goal scorer tonight in the 1-0 win against Dunstan. Well done, Ben. Congratulations, 3 points. Can you talk us through your goal?
Yeah, I think it was just a long ball forward. There was a lot of that tonight. I think it was flicked on by Cons, just in beyond the back four. I just managed to poke it before the goalkeeper got there. I think it was enough to win. It's a long game, it's always tough against Dunstan. They play a lot of long ball football, hard to break them. And eventually got the goal and held on.
You seemed to take good advantage of the wind in the second half. Do you think the wind played a part in managing to get the 3 points after holding them in the first half?
Yeah, definitely. I think we defended very well from the first half. Lewis has kicked them up pretty good considering it was against wind, but it was always hard to hold the ball up for me and Cons. In the second half, a bit of the wind, it was going a bit longer into the channels and stuff, and we're starting to get hold of the ball a bit more and worked it from there.
So that takes Shildon back up to second place in the league again tonight after Spennymoor won last night against Billingham Town, and they had a hefty win in that game. Will Shildon be looking to maybe try and bring back some of that goal difference on Saturday?
I think get the 3 points first before we look at scoring a few goals. It's always best to do that. You know, we've done that before where we've gone to places like Heaven, thinking we're just going to roll teams over, and it's, you know, every game in this league's tough, so hopefully 3 points, and then if we start to get a few goals, hopefully I'll get a few myself.
So, you know, we're getting close to the end of the season now, so how do you see Shildon's prospects as we get to the business end of it?
I think we've got a few tough games left against Ashington, Gisborough, both times, another game against Dunstan. I think other teams have as well, but we'll just see how it goes. I think it's probably in Spenny's hands at the minute. We're hoping they drop points here and there, and we'll just be there ready if they do.